Alrighty. And we're going.
Alright, I told you we're going at 5, so we got a couple minutes to set up here, Kevin.
Okay, you want to take...
love to watch us.
You want to take the third mic?
Oh, yeah, I want the other mic, don't I? Because I'm not even on.
Well, you're still... You're in the shot.
Do you like me there?
Whatever you want to do. I mean, you're in the shot. You're more in the shot over there, but... But you are closer to the camera on mic 3.
Yeah, and I get to see my ugly face. Alright.
Nah.
Alright, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. We're in a better studio this week. Well, let's move this thing
out. Well,
this mic is probably blocking my... Good?
Yeah.
Better?
There we go.
Alright. Ooh, what was that little glitch? I saw a little thingy there.
What, on the screen?
Yeah.
I'm still getting to know this Periscope thing.
Yeah, me too.
But it's...
It's fun.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, definitely. So...
All right, cool. So, just let me know when we're starting.
Okay.
Sure.
Ready?
Ready, okay. What's going on, everybody? You're tuned back into The Red Pill on truthisscary.com with Joseph Peterson and Kevin Szabo. We're back at it again in the studio. Also, once again, on Periscope for our Periscope viewers.
Yes. Yay, we're happy to be on Periscope, guys. Hope you're watching. It's been a fun experience doing these things. We've had a little trouble saving the videos live to my telephone. I don't know what that problem is, but...
To your telephone.
Right. After I said that, I realized, oh my God, I'm old.
My
device, I call it. My device.
So what's been on your mind this week? What have you been following? What you've been keeping up with?
My God. A lot of... You know what's been on my mind this week? A lot of my own personal shit. But I'm dealing with a lot of egos and a lot of crazy people. Because I'm in a crazy business, you know, I've come to realize... You know, my real life. But also, this business is crazy, too. So I guess that's just what I'm attracted to. But, you know, the thing I guess that stuck out to me with putting the stories up this week on Truth is Scary, you know, is extraterrestrial news. A lot of it lately.
Well, that's been everywhere.
A ton.
That's a given.
A ton. And, you know, I mean, the one that really struck me as kind of funny was one story. I think I put it up yesterday. Was that the Pope or the Vatican announced that Jesus would welcome extraterrestrials into the Catholic Church.
I like that.
You like that?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I don't know that the extraterrestrials would have any interest in joining the Catholic Church.
Well, of course, but...
Because I think Jesus is a freaking extraterrestrial, and they're like, why are we going to worship this guy? He's one of us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't know. Like, what do you think's like behind that statement? Just
they're trying to be welcoming. Yeah, they're trying to say, look, this is coming. This could happen.
Well,
and we're ready for it. This is how we're going to deal with it. We're going to be welcoming with open arms. We're not afraid of extraterrestrials. We believe they're part of the world community. That was the message. And that if they chose to be in the Catholic Church, that we would welcome them with open arms. Because the message of Jesus is universal, not just for this
earth.
Oh,
what? Like extraterrestrials would come down and want to attend the
church they like,
on Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And drink the blood.
Well, I'm trying to figure out because, you know, I'm not a...
They are vampires, so maybe they would like it. You know, maybe that church is for them. I don't know. Maybe it is for extraterrestrials. They drink blood, eat the body. Hey, that's what I heard extraterrestrials do, right?
Yeah.
But they'd really be drinking the blood. I mean, you know, they wouldn't be taking that fake wine out of the cup. They'd really be having the blood out of the people in the church.
Symbolic wine and everything. But, well, I don't know, because I'm trying to think, you know, I'm not a very religious dude, but I'm trying to think, I guess, what God or Jesus created.
God's an extraterrestrial, like, right? In their eyes.
Yeah.
So why would they worship him if they're extraterrestrial?
Yeah.
They're God.
Well, I'm just trying to get with the Catholic belief and everything that God created everything on Earth. But then, so did God create extraterrestrials too, or in there? Because
that's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, he had.
That's what they're saying, right?
Within that belief, not saying
yes.
That's what I believe.
Yes,
of course,
and if you read the Bible, did God created angels? God created demons. Those are extraterrestrials.
Yeah,
whether it be 4D whatever type of extraterrestrials they are, they're not from this planet.
Right.
That's my definition of an extraterrestrial. You can call them aliens if you want, but there's another definition of aliens, and that's someone who's not a citizen.
Yeah.
So I say extraterrestrials, meaning not of this planet.
Right.
And that's what people who are religious have to realize, that all these entities and deities that they are worshiping are not of this planet.
Mm-hmm.
They're not here. Therefore, they're extraterrestrials. So they're worshiping and having religions and doing all these prayers and praying and doing all these things for extraterrestrials. And that's what they have to realize.
Yeah.
That gods, demons, angels are all extraterrestrials. No other explanation for it that I can see.
Yeah. is the idea that with the Bible stories and things like that and Jesus Christ, was is the idea that it was misconstrued, like it was confused, like extraterrestrials or what they thought
right there.
To be God?
Yeah, they thought they told them they were God. We created you. Why the hell wouldn't they tell them you're gods? But, you know what I mean? They're just like us if we went into some fucking other planet, found some indigenous species, and tried to make our own version of it, which is what they did. They took the people that were already here, the Neanderthal, took them and genetically modified them and turned them into us. We're nothing like Neanderthals. They were hairy. You know, they were adaptable to this fucking environment and shit. We're not. We're like little reptiles, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So they basically took the version that was here, and then what happened was they let us loose because of the Garden of Eden and all that bullshit. And then we started fucking Neanderthals and shit, and you see all the wacko people that, you know, that don't, you know, look, me and you maybe look like this, but there are a lot of people who don't.
Right.
Real hairy, you know what I mean? Like real hairy and darker skinned and more Neanderthal type features.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because somewhere in their bloodline, this version, Homo sapien, bred with Neanderthal. So they have mixed DNA. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And that's what happened. That's what they did. The fuckers.
I think it starts to make sense to everybody when you
if you can read the like that. It's just the way they wrote it. You know what I mean? And of course, they made us little slaves and they wanted us to worship them.
Yeah.
So we would be under control.
It sounds, this idea sounds real crazy to people until you break it down to like a very simple, logical level. And the biggest issue at first is when you talk about extraterrestrials, people automatically start thinking movies. Like they start thinking like these big green Martian looking, like they look completely different than us, or at least what we're talking about right now. I think you always said that you probably, they have to be look like us, but probably just more evolved, like taller, maybe
taller,
more
physically
impressive.
Yeah, they have the long heads.
Okay.
You ever seen the Egyptian mummies and they look like they were, those aren't hats, buddy.
Yeah.
Those are their heads.
Right.
They make up some dumbass explanation why Queen Nefertiti and Cleopatra and the fucking King Tut had long ass heads because, oh, there's some defect. My ass.
How do you balance hats like that on your fucking head?
Well, that's why they had to wear the hats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was maybe they had weights in them. I don't know, to counterbalance.
Right.
Well, that's part of why they left. It's hard for them to live in this gravity, in this atmosphere, and that's also part of why they're geoengineering it now, but I'm not going to get into the extraterrestrial connection with chemtrails and geoengineering. So, anyway...
Well, it sounded kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, but okay. I don't want... If you want to, we'll get into it, but let's continue on this path right now.
Going down the line.
So, they couldn't live here, basically, because they're different. They breed different atmosphere, but they look like us. So, what they made was mini versions of us. There were already Neanderthals here. Somehow created, you know, somewhere... I don't know where they came from, but if you look in the Bible, there are two creation stories.
Mm-hmm.
Really read it. A lot of people don't pick up on it, but there are two creation stories. There's the one in the beginning, after the 7 days, on the sixth day God created man, blah, 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 et cetera, and gave him dominion over this. And then what happens after that is then another version is created in the Garden of Eden, which is different, a whole different creation story, which is the one with Satan and all that.
Yeah.
So read it. There are two different ones. And the one about in the beginning is where God created everything. The second story is the Lord. This is what they need to get. The Lord and God are two different things. And if you even read the Bible, the definition, God is the extraterrestrial, the creator of all, the big guy.
All right.
The Lord is the guy who runs the earth, is the terrestrial guy, the Lord of the land.
All right.
The Lord is the Lord of the land, of that region. If you know what a Lord is, even in England. Even here, where we live, lordship. Why do you think that is called lordship? Because the lords used to live here. This is a very old English town. Remember when this area was settled pretty first.
Mm-hmm.
So where lord is the lord of the land. So when you're talking about the Lord, you are not talking about God, the creator. The Lord is like the guy who watches things over the land. He rules the land. That is why Lucifer, they want Satan to be Lord of the earth or Jesus to be Lord. That is why it's Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is our Lord. And the ones who believe in Satan and Lucifer, they are their Lord, the Lord. They want them to be the Lord of the land.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? So in the second creation story, it is about the Lord. It is the Lord who came into the garden and saw that Adam and Eve had the the Leafs and were now ashamed of themselves. So then he knew that they knew the difference between good and evil.
Right.
That the other Lord had taught them that. So the Lord was the guy who rules the land. He's the one who banished them out of the Garden of Eden and said, go out there and fuck the other people. Now you got to go with them. Pretty much, that's what he said. Then you have the whole story of Cain and Abel, you know, which is the two different bloodlines. If you really read into it, you would realize there are two different bloodlines in this of humanity. The Masons know that, you know what I mean? But there are, realistically, there are two different bloodlines running throughout humanity, if not three. Why we have three blood types.
Right. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
You know, if you read the story, one, Cain and Abel, one is the bloodline of Satan, Cain. And one is the bloodline of pure humans, Adam and Eve, which is Abel, who got killed by Cain. Very metaphoric there. And then they put a replacement, a new kid, mm-hmm. who is Seth. So there are the two bloodlines. The bloodline of Cain and the bloodline of Seth. Pure human, human and alien DNA. Mother human, father alien is the bloodline of Cain.
Right.
But unfortunately, the alien species that they bred with was of the demon type, which is the same. Angels and demons are the same entity, but it just depends on their soul, dark soul, light soul, who they work for, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where they're, it's like the difference between Jedi and Sith,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, just where they operate from. So apparently this angel Lucifer or Satan, whatever, operates from that dark place of passion and jealousy and anger and, you know what I mean, envy. He was envious of the humans and all that. That's the whole story, you know, whatever. I don't know. I don't believe any of it. But if you read into it, it's about extraterrestrials fighting over the human race.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Pretty fucking much. So that's the difference. The first creation story is about God and the actual creation of the earth and the first human species that they put on the earth. The second creation story is about the Lord, the aliens, the people on the land who did what they did in the Garden of Eden, creating another human species out of what was already here.
Right.
As slaves to mine gold and to work for them, to be their slaves. Just like we are trying to create fucking robots now in our own image to be our slaves.
Yeah.
And do our work for us. We're
shit
no fucking
downhill.
Different. It is the same shit. Exactly the same shit, and that's why things are coming to a head the way they are. As above, so below. We have evolved to the point, technologically wise, that we can now create life just like they could. Okay? Now, what are we going to do with that? Let's fucking see. Are we going to make the same mistake as they did? I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I think so.
Of course.
Because we are their creation, and we are the robots. Let's be real. We are the fucking robots here. And we did rebel against them and took over the fucking planet. And what do you think is going to happen to us? The same fucking thing. I guarantee you the first versions were like the little green things. They're metallic. They're like robots.
Mm-hmm.
They're the first versions. They're the first cyber creatures that they created to work for them, to be their slaves. The little green guys, you know, with the eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, really, that's a spacesuit. And if you rip open the spacesuit, they're little humans inside of there. They look ugly, but they're little humans. Human looking, at least. Okay, the green thing is a spacesuit. That's how they get here. So, you know, if you really know, these extraterrestrials have been controlling and running this planet for a long fucking time. Mm-hmm. We are a part of that community, but we've been exiled here because of the actions of our fucking creators and our masters. And we're kind of like an isolated planet. They put a field around here, so we can't really... they're trying to hide us, not to be seen.
Yeah, obviously.
This is somebody's property here. At least they believe that to be so. So this is where the you know, we're starting to see all this. I mean, I don't know. You saw, I posted a ton of extraterrestrial shit this week.
Yeah, it's been all over the place.
Well, they found that planet, the Kepler planet, that's an exact duplicate of Earth, except bigger, with more suns, you know, even better. They... pretty sure that has life on it.
Holy shit. Well, of course.
Yeah. You know, and they're worried that, you know, there's the whole asteroid thing coming in September.
Did you see the UFO?
Yeah,
the UFO. One that flew above the plane?
Above the plane. They had the UFOs in Japan when they tested the most powerful laser. I mean, they're watching, dude.
Mm-hmm.
They are watching. I've seen some shit over in Arizona.
And this is a time to be watching closely.
I would think
that they would be.
You see the way they're spraying the skies?
Yeah.
That's to cover up the shit, whatever's going on up there, too. But the deal with the chemtrails and the geoengineering, okay, they're getting this planet ready for them, okay? They exist in a colder environment. They need a different type of environment to survive, all right? So what the people here are doing with the geoengineering is basically preparing the planet for them to return. Believe me, they know what's coming. They know they're coming back. I know people may think I'm crazy listening to this and all that, but if remember, these people live and die by the prophecy, the people who run the fucking world, by the scriptures. And the timing is right astrologically and astrotheologically for this shit to happen. It is the age of Aquarius. This is when unity is supposed to happen between the two bloodlines. That's the black and white thing of the Masons and all that. Yin and yang, all that. It's supposed to be unity. We're supposed to unify. The thing is, the black wants to be in charge. Always does. Darkness wants to be in charge. So they want to rule. They want to have this unity, this create this unity of the age of Aquarius through force, like the Empire, pretty much. That's what Star Wars is about. They're telling you how these people want to run this world, which is peace through force. That was his big message. We will have peace. Yeah, they will have peace through force.
Yeah.
So they'll have world unity through force, but it's not going to stop violence, okay? Because what will happen is shit like the Hunger Games and all that. People are always, always, always going to rebel. And as much as they think they can eliminate us and replace us with robots and technology, they will get rid of a bunch of us, but there's always going to be some of us who stick around and be a thorn in their fucking side.
Yeah.
And they know that. They're preparing for that. That's why they're showing you shit like the Hunger Games and this other one they got, or something. I don't know what it is. Diversifies or whatever.
I can't think of the name.
They're all targeting for the kids. You know what I mean? They're kind of telling the kids, this is the world you're going to live in.
Yeah.
This is how you're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
It might be as crazy as this. And you can even see TV going that way. How far are they from hunting humans on TV for a reality show?
Yeah.
Not that far. I mean, they're already running around naked in the fucking jungle.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the naked survival game.
Yeah, and the naked dating now. And, you know, I mean, they're just pushing everything just so far. I mean, they block all the genitals out. But what the fuck? Might as well show it. Who cares? Fuck cares. You know what I mean? We're at that point, like.
We are at that point.
Right, where regular TV is going to be run by the internet. You know,
music videos are like so pornographic and like, I mean, what haven't the kids seen at this
point? There's no limit now. Who
fuck cares at this
point? They are desensitizing kids to everything and humanity in general. Every fucking thing is up for grabs now. That's what they want. Unity is the age of Aquarius. So in order to create unity, you have to create chaos first. So here's the, you know what I say, right? Order out of chaos.
Yeah.
Here's the chaos that they're creating. Okay. Remember, nothing is by accident. Nothing is random. Everything's strings are pulled. And the strings are really pulled from up above. That's what people have to realize. All these people that are running the planet are actually controlled by extraterrestrials.
Right.
They believe that anyway. They're worshiping fucking Lucifer. They're trying to do the bidding of Lucifer. There is a whole other faction that is trying to do the bidding of Jesus or God. But it's not strong enough right now.
Yeah. Divergent, by the way.
Divergent. That's the one. Yeah. That's another one that's about, right, people who are different and they're trying to make, yeah, that's it. You know, so people who are different, right, who don't go with the programming.
Yep.
We're divergent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It doesn't matter how old you are, but we are like that. So we're the type of people that the authorities don't like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we don't care. We could see through the illusion of what they're doing, you know, this fake reality that they have created. It takes a lot of brain power, a lot of technology, a lot of advanced, evolved intellect to do this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
The whole reason they've always wanted to keep humanity down is because they know that we could evolve to that same level as them.
Yeah.
And eventually, like we already did once, take them over. And I'm for that. Honestly, to me, my philosophy has always been with the extraterrestrials and all religion and the worship. Not always been, just recently. Well, more over the past few years, but they all got to go. It's time for humanity to have no extraterrestrial control. No more. No more lords of the land from extraterrestrial control, whether they're doing it mentally, because really they have it already controlled, right? They already have the people worshiping them. And they're not even here.
Yeah.
They're not even here. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Now, they're also, people are also worshiping the fucking celebrities and the sports idols and all that shit. Those are like the pagan versions of, that they used to have that are here, actually here in flesh on the planet. But as far as the spiritual and religious beliefs, these people are still worshiping and believing in extraterrestrial entities that are influencing humanity.
Well,
and
kind
trying
of,
to control it.
In kind of like a roundabout way, though, right?
Yes. In a roundabout mind control psyop way.
Yeah. Well, do you mean like in kind of the way that like everything, like I said, was misconstrued back in the day?
Yeah.
That like, so Jesus was a hybrid, but people don't, but you know, to religious people, they would not refer to Jesus as an alien, but it's sort of like they don't quite realize exactly what he is, but they still follow him.
Right.
So is it things like that?
Yes.
Sort of, so it's kind of like not even realizing.
Like they don't realize
what exactly you're worshiping. So it's kind of like in a roundabout way.
Dude, I don't even understand the concept of worship.
No, I don't really either.
I don't really get it. Okay.
Personally.
No. So, I mean, there's something innate in humans because we've been programmed that way for years to worship and think that things are greater than them. And, oh, I could never be like that, so I have to worship you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we don't have that. But a lot of people still do. That's why you get celebrity worship and you get sports idol worship.
Well, it's all more limitation, right? It's all more making us feel like we're
worthless, we're small, right? We can't accomplish things. Even though on the other side you do hear putting out all those messages, you can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, be positive, you know, that whole fucking thing. But yet, right on the other side, they're giving you a whole different message. So that's how they keep humanity conflicted, you know, never really going anywhere. Because on one side, they're telling you, you can accomplish anything, and some people actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, just like this guy, this one did that, this one did that. But on the other side, they're telling you, you know, you're no fucking good. You got to work for a living. You got to pay wages. You got to go to school. You got So you got this programming, which is very limiting over here. You know, the Matrix programming of society. Get married, have kids, blah, 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 blah.
Follow
blah,
tradition.
Blah, blah. Follow, right. Follow the program. And then you have the other side where they're saying, no, go after your dreams. Live your dreams. So it's very, it makes a conflict within people's minds.
And keep us constantly confused.
Yeah. And that's just one way they keep us confused, by giving us mixed messages. And then you see what they're doing with the racial thing and the whole sexuality. Any difference they can find between us, they're going to get. Because they know divide and conquer.
Well, we can't accomplish anything unless we come together.
Yeah.
So they're afraid of us coming together. So that's why they got to keep us constantly pissed at each other. Constant confrontation between races, between religions, between all this stuff.
Right.
Everything.
Right.
It's because if we're all pissed at each other, no one's coming together and doing anything about the fact that we're all in the same boat.
Right. They don't realize we live in the same fucking house, just different rooms.
Yeah.
We're all in.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I like that.
We're all in the same boat here.
Yeah.
But that's it. Bottom line, we better work together, and we don't.
No, not at all.
Too territorial. We all care about our own shit, very much egos, you know, the whole deal.
Except for when it comes to this bullshit, you know, societal programming protocol and everything, I've noticed. That's one thing
They stick together on that.
Well, it's
I was saying that.
Keep each other. It's like David Icke says, we keep each other in line. We don't really need the government to keep us in line because we keep each other in line. And I don't think people just need to stop once in a while and realize, like, why do you say the things you say? Why do you do the things? Why do you advise people to do shit like this? Because we live in a world that's like so selfish. Everybody only really seems to care about themselves until, oh, you got to go to college. You got to get yourself a job. You got to do this. There's a right way to do things. And sometimes I say, like, why the fuck do you care? Like, what does it really matter? You really only care about your own life, but there's this programming in us that we should always advise people to follow the system.
Right.
And I don't even think people realize why they say things like that anymore.
No.
Like, if you tell me, okay, go to school, get a college education, do this, do that, follow this protocol, and what if I did and I became a big success? Like, would you be, like, really proud of me, or would you say, great, now this guy gets the success and I don't? Like, does anybody really fucking care?
Right.
Shut the fuck up. I'm tired of hearing that shit. Because I know it comes from a place of programming. It does not come from a place of genuine concern.
No.
And shit. It's just like, this is what people have always said to me growing up. I'll say it to the next generation or other people.
Right.
These are just things that you say. These are things that we all have to do.
Yeah, bullshit. And we've all been programmed like that, and they're still trying to program people like that. Although the program is a little different now. They are trying to get people to be more wild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let loose and sexuality and, you know, drugs and everything, you know? So, I mean, it has changed. The programming has changed. They have adapted it and evolved it. And they certainly have the mechanisms which to implement it, you know? They're using religion real well with the Muslim versus the Jews and the Muslim versus the Christians and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you notice the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Taoists, they stay out of it. They don't fucking...
Yeah, it seems like it.
Well, of course, they have their own shit. The Indians have their own fight with the Muslims, too. The, mm-hmm. the Hindus and the Muslims, people don't realize they don't like each other either.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's saying Christian, Muslim, all that shit. My ass, the Hindus and the Muslims don't like each other any better. Because that was the whole conflict with Gandhi. Remember, Gandhi freed India, which was a Hindu country. There was a whole faction of Muslims which lived in Pakistan, which it was part of India. Pakistan and India were one country at once. When Gandhi freed them from English rule, all of a sudden the Muslims rose up and said, "Now we want our own country." And Gandhi was so upset about that. I mean, he was like, "Oh my God, we just did all this fucking work to free us." And they worked together to get free. And then all of a sudden, once they accomplish that, the Muslims say, "Well, now we want our own country. We have different beliefs. We can't live with the Hindu beliefs. We want one God. You guys have multi-gods, you know, the whole deal." And they took Pakistan and made it their own country. And now the story goes that it was a Muslim radical who was pro-Pakistan who wanted the country, because Gandhi was against it, obviously, because he had worked so hard for the unity, and then all of a sudden it was going to be split. So they say it was a Muslim radical who killed him, but who knows? It was probably a fucking CIA job. You know, they had to get rid of him. Muslim Gandhi, if England was pissed at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows? But they did make it say it was a Muslim radical who wanted Pakistan, whatever. And when he died, they did. They became their own country. So they fight each other, too. They don't like each other. They got nukes, and there's tension there that they don't mention a lot. So the Muslims and the Hindus don't like each other either.
Yeah.
And the Buddhists and the Chinese have their own shit going. The Chinese hate the Buddhists. They're always trying to wipe them out.
Right.
Always.
I don't know if religion has like this quite the same influence that it used to have. It doesn't seem like it, because if you look at
it does in certain parts of the country in the world.
Well, yeah, certain parts
and this country, it still has an influence down south.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Certain parts, but also in the same way that
we're in the north, we're fucking heathens.
Yeah, but there's certain freedoms that you notice that most people that are fighting for freedoms are fighting for. It seems like the popular topics are the ones like gay marriage and things like that. No one's really fighting for all our freedoms.
All freedom.
In a sense, it's like we pick one selected thing that we have an issue with. So now gay marriage is legal and things like that. But if you notice, like everybody is for gay marriage now. Religion is not, or most religions.
They're making religion look so, like the bad guy.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know if
those guys don't want religion. They do want a religion.
But not the ones.
No, they are systematically wiping out religion.
That's what it seems like.
Oh, yeah, Muslim, even Christian now, they're going after you.
See, I feel like Christianity
bombing
is the biggest
They
target.
Want them out, because who's the enemy of Lucifer? Jesus, it ain't Allah.
Yeah.
Fucking, they don't know nothing about Allah.
No.
I don't care. It's Jesus. Jesus and Lucifer, right? The mm-hmm. battle of the ages. Right? Main event.
Yeah.
At Apocalypse Mania, Jesus versus Lucifer. That's what they're gearing everything up. So two different kinds of extraterrestrials. You got a demon and his minions versus the hybrid.
Yeah. I remember when I first
and
read about that.
And his followers.
I remember when I first read about that when I was a little kid, or I first understood that story that apparently I think my mother told me or something back when I was, you know, still believed in God and things like that and still followed religion, that this concept that at the end, Jesus and Lucifer go head to head. And I was like, well, shit, doesn't that mean that, you know, Lucifer or, you know, the devil has a chance of winning? And religious people will tell me, well, no, because God will always
win.
Good always wins
over evil.
But I don't know. I mean, even as a young kid, I'd say to myself,
why? I've seen evil win.
That's what I'm saying. As a little kid, I'd say, I mean, I think that fucking Lucifer's got a pretty good chance of winning. I mean,
he's got a lot of followers. They don't know how many followers he has. That's the problem. They don't know the Luciferian undertones that really are in this society.
Yeah.
They don't know it, the normal religious people. They don't know the Luciferian whole occult deal.
Yeah.
That's unknown to them, because that's a name. That's what occult means, unknown.
Oh,
hidden.
Shit. I wish I remembered. I should have briefed myself before the podcast. Didn't they just put up a Luciferian statue?
Yeah, the Baphomet statue.
There we go. I knew
they wanted
be up on
to
that.
Do it in Oklahoma, because Oklahoma had put up some Ten Commandments shit. But then again, the Ten Commandments things got destroyed and ruined. Somebody went out and vandalized them. So they took them down right now. They're under repair. So they couldn't put it in. Oklahoma would not let them put it in because now the Ten Commandments are gone. That was their whole thing. They wanted to have like a rebuttal. Oh, if you could put the Ten Commandments in, we could put Lucifer in.
Yeah.
So it didn't end up in Oklahoma. They made it, but they put it in Detroit, of course, where it's like it is hell right there, right?
That's where they put it?
Yeah, in Detroit, in hell. If there was one city that you could say was hell in the United States, where would that be?
Yeah, I guess I'd agree with that.
Detroit, right? Because yeah. They're bankrupt. I mean, if you knew what was going on, and you just look at some pictures, Detroit is hell.
Mm-hmm.
So they put it in Detroit. And they opened it and unveiled it, and it's sitting there in Detroit right now, and people are going to look at it.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are pissed about that.
Yeah, but a lot of people like it, too. It's freedom of speech.
That's what I'm saying.
But
yeah,
see, this
I guess
is the
so.
Whole deal. It's coming to forth now. They were always hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't care. They're coming to the front because it's time.
Yeah.
It's time. So they don't care anymore. They're going to start coming out to the front. That's why all the symbols are coming up in music videos and TV. You're seeing much more Luciferian shit if people knew what Luciferian was. You know what I mean? Now, I've been putting something out on the site every week on Saturdays. It's called JP's Knowledge Base. I don't know if you've seen it. Just started it this month.
I'll check it out.
I put a book out every week of esoteric occult knowledge. The same books that they read. I started right away with Morals and Dogma from Albert Pike, which is the Freemason Bible. So people can, it's a tough read, and you can't read it all the way through, but you can grab through and grab some pieces and see what these fucking people believe. Last week I put up something called The Hidden Hand, which basically explains everything, how it all works. The whole view of the undertone, undercult society that rules this world.
When you look through that, it starts to like resonate immediately.
Yeah, and that's easier to read. It's better. It's older. It's written in a long time ago. People have known about this for a long time. I think this week I'm going to put up The Secret Teachings of All Ages, which is Manly P. Hall, which is huge, a big book. But it's got everything that they believe. It's all in there. And I'm going to put up The Secret Doctrine, which is another one of their books that they read. I'm going to put up the complete works of Aleister Crowley so people can see that shit. This is some of the stuff that some of them believe. I'm not encouraging people to believe this stuff.
Yeah.
But I believe you have to know your enemy.
Yeah, just have that understanding.
Have that understanding. And I do. I have it. I've read these, but I'm not an occultist. I don't practice them.
Yeah, but just to understand.
But it's good
it.
To know the stuff that they know.
Right.
Whether you practice it or not, it's knowledge. You don't think they study Buddhism, Hinduism, some of the shit that I study, you know, the more light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff. They study that
just
too.
Just to know what's going on.
They need
on.
To know. You need to know both sides of the force.
Yeah.
Light and dark. You need to know it all. You need to have both weapons in your fucking arsenal, both light and both dark, if you really want to get on an esoteric level. And these are some of the weapons that they have. This is some of the knowledge that has been hidden from humans. I'm going to put the fucking Book of Enoch up there, and then I'm going to put some other stuff, like The Art of War. Just books that are good to read to help you get through life, some survival books. You know what I mean? I have a huge fucking library of books.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to do basically eventually is put them all up on one site. On the Red Pill site, when we finally get our site up.
Yeah.
Because I have the domain, theredpill.com. I own it.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. I just need a webmaster and somebody to help me design the site. But it will be the home to these broadcasts and the podcasts and to the knowledge base. You know, it'll be less of a news site like Truth is Scared. It'll be more of a knowledge site. You know what I mean? And then we can expand on it, get other shows in here. You know, I have a vision for this, you know, the Red Pill.
I'm digging it, man.
Yeah, man, you know, because I think it's time. It's just as much as it's time for, you know, and look, if you really look down at it, we are doing the same thing that Lucifer did back in the day, right? Giving secret knowledge to the humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, so we're doing the same fucking thing. We're giving the secret knowledge. We're giving the truth to the humans.
Yeah.
That has been hidden from them.
Oh, man, a Lucifer comparison.
That's what they say he did, right? He told them the difference between good and evil, right?
Right.
They were innocent. Humans were innocent. They didn't know. They just did what they were told.
Mm-hmm.
They were slaves. And taught them the good and evil, meaning this is good, this is bad, black and white, dark and light, that whole deal. Once you know that, different world.
Completely.
Completely, and that's where they were able to control us. So did Lucifer actually help humanity by doing all that? Now we're able to be controlled even easier.
Yeah.
With conflict. Yeah. Maybe we were innocent at one point and didn't know better, right? Like kids. But what's worse, you know what I mean? Being controlled by conflict now, being controlled by fear now that we know what fear is. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not know what fear is like a kid, right?
Yeah.
Really, innocence is part. You don't know what fear is. You're not afraid.
Right, yeah.
That's part of innocence, you know what I mean? You lose your innocence, a lot of it. People think you get, you know, you get laid or whatever, you become a man. You lose your innocence, a lot of it, when you start to become fearful.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know, that's a big step in losing your innocence. So, you know, they add, yeah, they gave you great knowledge and wisdom and how to read and language and all that bullshit, but they also gave you fear. Mm. The knowledge of good and evil gives you fear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like the biggest downfall that we have.
I mean, you know, really the truth is, there's a song by Enigma, it's called The Return to Innocence. And that's really what you need to do. You need to return to that blank state again and develop your own beliefs about good and evil. Mm-hmm. And if they even exist, and really try to think of it differently.
Yeah.
Go back to the Taoism and the early beliefs of humans, where the real truth is.
Yeah.
Before they corrupted it with gods and aliens.
It's difficult, man.
Read the Buddha and Taoism. Two first religions. Taoism was first. Buddhism was second. No God in either one. No God in either one. Taoism is about dark and light and the energies.
And yeah,
yin
just
and
energies,
yang,
right?
Yin and yang and how they create reality. Mm-hmm. Buddhism is about how to live a right path and how to live, okay, and how to become more an enlightened person. But he doesn't mm-hmm. use the word God, how to find nirvana within yourself. To me, those two are the really basis.
And we went over Buddhism, right?
The gods. Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave you a Buddhist book. We went over the 10 things. Yeah, that's just one type of
Buddhism. And it's much, much more, I would say, much more spiritual and much more revolving around energy.
Than about a god or a deity.
Instead of just kind of like a guideline of rules, like you do this, you get fucked this way, you do that, you get rewarded this way.
Yeah. The deity thing is where we fucked up, and that's where extraterrestrials are. Mm-hmm. Extraterrestrials are fucking deities. They got to realize that. God is the force. Lucas had it right. The universe, the force, is the right way to look at it. Because that's their God. That's who their God is. Mm-hmm. That's where they get their power. They don't have deities. They think they're the fucking deities. Mm-hmm. These are egomaniacal aliens, dude. They're like business people who think of this as property.
Of course.
And a resource, just like we do. Mm-hmm. The corporate mentality is the alien mentality. Bottom fucking line. When they do come around, you're going to see a bunch of ruthless pieces of shit who are going to pretend they're nice.
Try to sell us.
Oh, yeah. Sell us. Yeah. Watch. I'm waiting.
Well,
I'm waiting.
All as of right now, we just see them when they come into visible light for a brief period of time, and then they're gone again.
Yeah. They're watching.
It's happening a lot lately, though.
Yeah. There's cosmic shit happening. I'm still looking for September. I'm buying food every week. I went up and stocked up on survival supplies last week, and every time I get paid, I go out and spend a couple $100 on food, different survival things. Every week, I'm going to do it till September. We'll see what happens. I don't know what the big, but to me, it makes sense. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. You were the one telling me San Francisco gets destroyed a lot, right?
Yeah. Well,
and then,
but
the date September 23rd now has also appeared in like 30 movies.
Oh, fuck. Wait.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Shit.
Yeah. So, and that is the equinox. It's when, you know, fall turns, you know, summer turns to fall, mm-hmm. the whole deal. Fall. Big symbolism with fall.
Yeah.
It's when things start to deteriorate, right, into winter, the dead season.
Mm-hmm.
So, they always, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. To me, this is a ride. We're observing it. We're kind of part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know what's going on, I think it gives you the advantage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really does. And maybe we're wrong. Maybe nothing will happen. Maybe
hopefully, because I don't have all the same survival shit as you.
Well, just go prepared. Get it. It's easy. Go to the dollar store. Get some cans of food. Get some Sterno.
Can I hide out with you when the shit
goes
down?
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
you can hide.
You.
I got a whole place.
Excellent. Great.
Now, the problem is my other place where I was wanted to go to is really fucked right now.
Yeah.
Fucked. I don't even want to say the name of the country or the state, but they're fucked right now. They just defaulted.
Yep.
You know, and I have a place there that I was going to go escape to on a little island, but they're still part of it. So mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I don't know. I got to go visit. But then again, I'm hearing this asteroid is supposed to hit right down near there. So I'm not going to go visit in September. I'll wait. But I got to go visit and see what the climate is down there, see what the fucking, you know, what it's like. They just put an 11.5% sales tax on everybody, including the island. So I don't know. I got to see what the climate, what the people are feeling down there. You know, the island is different than the mainland. The island tends to be more people who wanted to get away from the mainland. That's the whole point. Now they're a little pissed because they built their own society over there, their own community. They're kind of self-sufficient. And they're suffering because the mainland is all fucked up and they don't know how to handle their money, but they do. They're run like a small little government there, and they're fine. And they're pissed now because mainland Puerto Rico's trying to just suck money out of them. Because they got tourist money in this little island.
Yeah.
You know, this is a little place for wealthy
people. I thought of you when I saw that shit.
I'm like, fuck me.
Yeah.
Universe. Anyway, I'll find another spot to start my fucking ashram. So, all right, I'm good for the week. How are you, Kev?
I am too.
Hopefully we'll see a UFO this week. By the way, Roddy Piper passed away.
I was just about to say, big RIP.
Big RIP to Roddy Piper. I got the chance to meet the guy and actually talk. They live with him. If you look on a Facebook page, I posted it. It's awesome. I love the guy. They Live, one of the best movies you'll ever want to see about the truth. With that, we'll see you next week, guys. Have a good one.
Later.